K-State Nation, it is officially the weekend here in the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer hosts this podcast, recording to you, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri on a Thursday. Yep, the weekend for me, EG3, has officially begun. Yes, sir. Woo! All things K-State sports. K-State Podcast, for watching podcast, all things K-State sports, here on this Thursday evening here, and getting right on into women's golf. And we did, I didn't know about it until this morning on Twitter or X, because we were too busy focus recording last night. I did not get to this until yesterday, but it was announced officially yesterday, K-State women's golf is in the regionals, folks. So, yes, sir. So, it was announced yesterday. Obviously, one of the best regular seasons in women's golf history there. And the women's golf team earned a postseason bid for the first time going all the way back, folks, since 2017. A six-time overall as the Cats were selected. And it will be, folks, the fifth seed in the 2025 NCAA Lexington Regional. How about that? It was announced yesterday during the Golf Central. During the NCAA Division I Women's Golf Selection Committee show. On Wednesday there as well. K-State will compete next weekend, May 5th through the 7th, against 12 other teams, including number one seed and ACC champion Florida State, number two seed USC. it's not familiar, right? USC, the women's basketball team, competed against USC in the Sweet 16, and then the women's golf team for K-State will be doing that. The three seed TCU and four seed Vanderbilt. So there you go. And of course, you have your K-State women's golf team right there in fifth. So the top five teams in the regional and low individual not on the advancing team will advance to the 2025 NCAA Division I Women's Golf Championship National Championship, which will be held a couple weeks later on May 16th at Omni La Costa Resort in Carlsbad, California as well. So, there you go. That is the task at hand. And K-State did in the Big 12, they were sitting in the Big 12 tournament a week ago, right? Out of the ball game, 8th, 11th, in the rally, and probably the rally of the year, if you want to be honest. I was like, okay, they're going to finish, you know, get back in eighth, maybe seventh a little bit, but to rally what they did, they're coming in this regional with huge momentum. Obviously, Carl Bernat winning the amateur in Masters, taking care of that. And then, a week later, Sophie Burt coming out, and I gotta be honest here, coming out of nowhere to win the Big 12 Individual Championship. So you got all types of momentum right now with this team. You make it Into the Lexington Regional. Let me double check here real quick. Yes, the Lexington Regional. And then, guess who was just in Lexington not too long ago? The K-State was basketball team. Oh my. So, follow that up. Obviously, we know what happened with the K-State basketball, women's basketball team in Lexington. We upset Kentucky and blew out Bear Fairfield. So K-State, now women's golf team, will try to follow that act and try to get themselves to the national championship round. But first, they're going to have to go through, obviously, these four seeds, along with the others, which I don't know, there as well. Stu Burke, after the NCAA selection show yesterday, saying, quote, "We are delighted to be selected for the NCAA Lexington Regional." He goes on to say, quote, The girls deserve this moment today for all the hard work they put in since last season ended. There are excellent teams in this regional and one that will be very competitive. We are excited to get to work to prepare for the postseason, end quote. Yeah, the Wildcats came in the Big 12 tournament 28th. And actually, that was actually announced early in the week, actually. 28th in the latest National Collegiate Golf Rankings there, and currently hold a school record. Team scoring average of 287.6. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports, Eddie Greer on its Women's Golf Edition, which will come out tomorrow. The weekend has started, and the weekend has started out right. K-State Women's Golf going into the Lexington Regional was selected to go there, and it'll be the fifth seed next weekend. And where's this? Oh, yeah. In Lexington there as well. Let me see. Hold on a second. Yeah. I just want to be sure. There as well. So there you go. Yeah, they're going to be at King Trace Golf Club next weekend as they'll begin the pursuit to try to get to advance to the national championship there as well. Also, the Wildcats tied for first in school history. Two wins. Top three finishes with six. Also, eight top five finishes. Five of the top 17 rounds in school history have come this season, in addition to four of the top six 50-hole marks there as well. And of course, if they're going to advance to the national championship round in mid-May, they're going to need Carla Bernat. The duels between the 1-2 punch, the duel of Carla Bernat and Sophie Burt to do what they did. Carla Bernat's been doing it all year. Sophie Burt, it was a slow start early, but Sophie Burt, when she's on, it's something. It's something. I tell you that there as well. The duo, 70.0, or I should say average scoring average of 70 and 72, respectively, between Bernat and Burt. Oh, that's a B squared right there. Bernat's mark is currently leading in school history there as well. And Zoe Burt, not too far behind her teammate, third in school history with that average. And Bernat, 70.4. That is her average all time since transferring to Kansas State from Tulane. Ooh, and also, she also holds around, well, maybe see, I don't say it, strokes per round during her time as a Wildcat, which is 3.6 shots per round better than the current school record holder, which is Connie Jeffrey, when she was playing at K-State. That was back in 2014-18 season as well. And to remind everybody, Zoe Burt broke the school record for a single round, 63, going all the way back to February when she took over. When she was locked in and took over, led the team in that event there as well. And then going back a little bit, K-State last appeared in the NCAA Regional May of 2017. The Wildcats finished 13 out of 18 teams when they were in Athens, Georgia as that as well. So, Bert, to remind everybody who are fresh and new listening to golf, women's golf, Zoe Burt transferred from East Tennessee State there, and she was a part of last season's team, which went all the way to the Southern Conference Championship and won it in advance to the NCAA Auburn Regional. So Zoe Burt has the postseason experience, so they can lean on that as well. So and also you have Noah Van Beek there, who also chipped in and stepped up to the plate during the Big 12 Championships there as well. So, experience is a teacher there, and they got it right now. And look, you have all the momentum on your side. Hopefully, they can use it, take advantage of it. You have, a week to get ready for regionals. And, of course, we will keep an eye on it. We'll have it covered for you here on the Pro Project Podcast. So, congratulations. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got this weekend start out right. K-State Women's Golf headed to regionals, and just where the women's basketball team was about a month ago, K-State Women's Golf, we're going right back to Lexington, baby. So we got a little something, a little magic out there in Kentucky, out east over there. So we'll see the women's golf team, and led by head coach Stu Burt, can carry that momentum and have that little magic going for them. Because hey, if those two, if this team is on getting help and from the 1-5 lineup, they can get beat with anybody. So they're the fifth seed for a reason. So they are right there in the mix. They're gonna be right there in the mix if they're on top of their game next weekend. So we're looking forward to following them next week during the NCAA Lexington Regional. So congrats to K-State, Coach Stuberg, Carl Bernat, Sweet Bird and Company for getting selected. They'll be headed off to Lexington next week. And they'll be, in the meantime, they'll be getting ready for that. So four teams, the first four, will be going to Nationals or the National Championship round. And the top individual, that's weird. Oh, that's weird. So the top individual on not on the advancing team, well, actually, you know what? Come to think of it, that does make sense. That does make sense. I was going to come on here and rant a little bit more. You know, hey, what's going on here? But that does make sense. But K-State's 1-2 punch, the B-squared, Bernat and Burt, they can line with anybody in the country in that regional. So, look, I haven't paid attention to the Florida State. Obviously, we know TCU. Hold on a second. Let me go back a little real quick. Hold on. Yeah, I'm looking at just the top four ahead of K-State. Yeah, we do know TCU. We do know them a little bit. I think we competed against Vanderbilt earlier this year as well. So, we did know TCU. So, I think our 1-2 punch can compete with anybody in this regional if they're on top of their game. We know Carl Bernat's going to bring their game. Sweet Bird, can you bring that same intensity? And then, of course, you need help, again, from your other guys. Other guys. Wow. Other ladies to step up to the plate like you did in the Big 12 tournament last weekend, right? You need help from the ladies as well. So it's a team game, even though, yes, it's golf, it's individual, but in this instance here, college, you need everybody to play, step up and up their game a little bit. So, huge, huge, huge. So, we're going to be following up. We'll remind y'all on next weekend's weekend preview about it. K-State Women's Golf. And, folks, we're running it back a month after the K-State Women's Basketball team did it in Lexington. The Women's Golf team going right back over there to see if they can cook up some more K-State Magic. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast fan, free and available daily. We have a chance to record K-State content. It's your very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your weekend or your Friday to listen to this episode. Again, we post content daily, including the weekends. Go ahead, hit that like, subscribe, hit the alarm bell every time we post content daily. Yes, daily, including this weekend, like usual. Even though EG3 is going to be running around, running crazy, trying to take down Olathe on Saturday morning. Y'all be first to know about it. Popping that fresh content on there right now. Myself and Alex Aiden, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. Again, you got to download Popping app to do that. And of course, tell one K-State fan about the Pearl Project podcast. That is going to do it on this Women's Golf Edition, postseason edition of the Pearl Project podcast. All things K-State sports. K-State moving on to the Lexington Regional as the fifth seed. Alex Aiden, Santa Ana, California, Eddie Greer. Coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.